Hey, Victory Church. My name is Adam Frederick, and I'm an associate pastor at the Oklahoma City campus. And I'm glad that you've joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we're going to be reading from Mark chapter 9, 17 through 25. As we enter into God's presence, take some time to breathe and center yourself around Him. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. The first step we call read. As you're listening or reading along with the scripture, pay attention to the words and phrases that stick out to you and write those down. Again, we'll be reading from Mark chapter 9, 17 through 25. And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Take a few moments to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you in this passage? The second step is to reflect on the passage. Be aware of the emotions that rise up in you as you listen and what character you relate to in the story. And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Take a few moments and write down the emotions you felt, as well as the character you resonate most with. The third step is to respond. As you listen, pay attention to the voice of the Lord. What is he saying? And what do you need to say in response? And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The final step is to simply rest in the presence of God. Before you move on with your day, take a few minutes to meditate on the passage and the things God is speaking to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for who you are and all that you have done. We ask for your guidance and protection as we pursue you and your will for our lives. We submit our hearts to you today and ask the Holy Spirit to speak clearly to us as we focus to hear your voice. Lord, help us with our unbelief. Teach us to trust in you above all things, regardless of what we see or what we're going through. We want to lean into you and find rest in our dependency on you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.